lesson.
Yes, we have been studying this article for several days now. Today we'll finish it, I hope. And I recommend that each one, or every 10, will nevertheless get back to this article again, because it really organizes the right approach to attaining godliness. Moshe, please.
We continue from, we must know that God has made one opposite the other. We must know that God has made the one opposite the other. It means that as much as there is disclosure in Kedusha, in holiness, to that extent the Sitra Acha, the other side, awakens. In other words, when one claims it's all mine, meaning the entire body belongs to holiness, the Sitra Acha too argues against him that the whole body should serve the Sitra Acha. Hence, one must know that when he sees that the body claims that it belongs to the Sitra Acha and cries the famous questions of who and what with all its might, it's a sign that one is walking on the path of truth, meaning that one's sole intention is to bestow contentment upon one's maker.
Again.
Thus, again, one must know that when he sees that the body claims that it belongs to the Sitra Acha and cries the famous questions of who and what.
What am I working for? For whom am I working? Why do I need this spiritual work? Etc. Then
it is a sign that one is walking on the path of truth, meaning that one's sole intention is to bestow contentment upon one's maker.
He still doesn't get an answer for it, but the fact that his intention to come to bestow upon the Creator, to give him contentment, this is already clear, because he sees resistance from his ego, which doesn't let him do anything, even the smallest things, which he used to do without thinking about them. Today, even after much thinking and after a great effort, it's still very hard for him to do anything that pertains to bestowal, to connection, etc.
Thus, the primary work is precisely in this state. And one must know that it is a sign that this work hits the target. The sign is that he fights and sends his arrows to the head of the serpent.
That's a Sitra Acha.
Since it yells and argues the argument of what and who, meaning, what is this work for you? Meaning, what will you gain by working only for the Creator and not for yourselves? And the argument of who means that this is Pharaoh's complaint, who said, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice?
Meaning, these two arguments we hear from our ego. What is this work for you? Why do you want to bestow and not receive? And who is the Lord that I should obey his voice? Meaning, why work for someone else is more important, whether it's the Creator or others, it doesn't matter. But someone outside of me, says the body, why is it more important than working for me? These are the two questions that a person is always in. If he's really in them, it's a sign he's directed.
What's so bad about those questions of who and what?
Great. There are great questions. Well, you shouldn't erase them. You just need to work with them correctly. Because without scrutinizing them correctly and rising up and answering them correctly, you can't achieve spirituality, the truth, the one force that controls the Creator. All those questions, well, there are many manners in them. All those questions, which are called what and who, what is this work, meaning, what's the work of bestowal? Why do you need to bestow? You've got a certain nature, work, and benefit for yourself, and that's it. So those questions, in your mind and heart, sometimes you can't be in it. So this is, what is this work for you? And also, there's the work of who. Whom do you want to serve? If you're working for yourself, and you understand what is good for you, and you work accordingly, as in this world, with your job, your family, anything that you want to achieve in your life. This is called the right work. When you see what to do in order to succeed, to gain, but to work for the Creator, He is hidden. We don't even know if He exists. Who is He? What is He? What does He want from us? Are you sure that when you come to bestowal, you actually come to Him? Who is He that you should work for Him? How do you know for sure? Your ego constantly hides the Creator from you. So those two questions, what is this work, meaning bestowal, what is it, and the Creator, who is He? Those two things are constantly hidden from us. I don't see them in the horizon. Sometimes they appear, and then I feel bad. How can I, out of this bad feeling, when I search for the Creator and can't find Him, and maybe I want to do some act of bestowal, let's assume that I want it, but I don't know what it is, how, to whom, to what, how can I reinforce myself in this work of who and what?
We continue. It seems as if the who argument is a rational argument. It's normally when someone is told to go and work for someone, the person asks, for whom? Hence, when the body claims, who is the Lord that I should obey His voice? It is a rational argument. However, according to the rule that the intellect is not an object in and of itself, but is rather a mirror of what is found in the senses, it appears so in the mind. And this is the meaning of the sons of Dan, Chushim. That is, the mind judges only according to what the senses let it scrutinize and devise some inventions and tactics to suit the demand of the senses. In other words, what the senses demand, the mind tries to provide their wish.
Again.
In other words, what the senses again, the intellect, the mind judges only according to what the senses let us scrutinize and devise of inventions.
In other words, what is important for us is nevertheless the senses. And the senses give the intellect all kinds of depictions, all kinds of forms, and then the intellect brings it as a rational argument. But still, everything depends on the senses. Because we remember that the basis of creation is the desire, and the intellect comes in order to serve the desire in all kinds of ways. direct, indirect, but in the end, it is to do what the original desire wants.
In other words, what the senses demand, the mind tries to provide their wish. However, the mind itself has no need for itself, for any demand. Hence, if there is a demand for bestowal in the senses, the mind operates according to a line of bestowal, and the mind does not ask questions, since it is merely serving the senses.
There are many things here that we can scrutinize, if you want. The mind or the intellect and the senses are two things that manage us or that we manage them. Depends how we relate to them. But that's the main thing in all of creation. The intellect and the senses, meaning the mind and the heart. And them we need to explain to ourselves as much as possible so that each time we'll be able to distinguish what is the mind, what is the heart, arguments of the mind and arguments of the heart, and how we work, how we correct the mind and
in the beginning, we work with the intellect, as if we convince ourselves by the work in the tent that the Creator exists and we are headed His way, and I guess then the sense comes and the mind changes. Is this how it is?
Normally, yes. We come to the wisdom of Kabbalah in general because we want to know. We want to understand the secrets of life, who is managing life, how can I manage my own life, etc. It is all from the perspective of the intellect. What I'm lacking is knowledge, attainment. But afterwards, we learn. And besides learning, we also go, we become treated by the from above. Forces operate on us and begin to expand our desires. And then we become confused. Our desire grows and asks all kinds of questions in a desire. The questions become, what is this work for you? Why do you need to bestow? Or why are you told to bestow? If you want only to receive and satisfy yourself, which is your natural disposition, call it egoistic. Never mind, that's me. I want to satisfy myself with all kinds of emotional satisfactions, as well as intellectual ones. And here I'm told, no. In the wisdom of Kabbalah, gradually, it also takes a long time until I understand it. And that you don't need to work with your intellect and with your feeling, but try to come to a godly mind and heart. Godly mind and heart means you feel the other, and only then yourself, to the extent that you can help others. Your mind needs to work after the feeling, only in the direction of how to help. A natural disposition for it. And here, in the wisdom of Kabbalah, I hear that I am required to turn myself upside down to, what are we, communists, socialists, idealists? I don't know who those Kabbalists are. They say, no, it's the laws of nature. And whether we like to or not, we'll have to follow them, to obey them. And in nature, there's only one force, the power of bestowal and love. Therefore, all of nature, if we didn't spoil it, if we didn't see it through our egoistic perspective, we would see perfect harmony, which is called paradise or the upper world. But the more we install our evil, egoistic eye, we spoil our vision, we shorten our field of vision to the boundaries called this world, and even in these boundaries, we see and understand everything in a distorted way. So that whatever happens, in the end, we'll have to change our approach to life, to existence, to nature, either in a good way or in a bad way. Normally, it happens in both. It's called through the middle line. This is ourselves. So, when we come to a certain state where we are pushed by nature's forces to know the system of bestowal more and more, opposite from our system, which is a system of reception, then we see that there are mainly two questions. Everything concentrates around two questions. A question from the intellect and a question from the feeling. Who is the Lord that I should obey His voice? That's the emotional one. And what is this work for you? The intellectual question. The question from the intellect. And we have to work on those two questions, and through them, through scrutinizing them, we can come to understand what we have opposite from it. In the system of bestowal, we are in the system of reception in our minds and hearts, in who and what, and then we can come from this into the system of bestowal, also to who and what, to attaining the Creator and to feeling of all of reality. This is where we are now about to come. And even though we don't quite understand what is happening to us, the more we engage in this, just like kids who don't exactly know what they're doing, but they're busy with their games, and the game itself promotes them, advances them. They begin to see that you should do this and that and this and that. They learn. They fall. They get all kinds of bruises. They cry, but that's how they grow. As it's written, there's no righteous man on earth who does good. But he went through the bad. Yes, there's no righteous man on earth who does good and did not sin. Only through sins, through mistakes, do we come to the right operations, etc. So, don't get excited. We will go and do it. Those questions of who and what are the main questions in creation, and they stem from being made of an intellectual system and an emotional. It cannot be the final correction. So we are in this system, we can't get away from it. We can't change anything other than to agree and accelerate, hurry on the way. I can accelerate my approaching the corrected place, the corrected state. And if I don't do it, then there are forces in nature that will pressure me and force me to nevertheless come to it sooner or later. I can only rush my development. It's a lot, because I can come in this life to my personal end of correction. but I can also spend many more lifetimes with other people who also didn't succeed in doing it or didn't even come close to it. So it all depends on our efforts and on how much we want to put together this Adam HaRishon, this mini Adam HaRishon in our tent, to the extent that we want this system to really live among us. And then we will scrutinize what are the relationships that should be in the corrected Patsuf, and to elevate this Patsuf from the level of the world of Asiya, even this world, to elevate it and elevate it through all the worlds to the world of Ensof through the 125 degrees. This is basically our goal in our work in the Ten.
Здравствуйте. Скажите, пожалуйста, вот когда приучает себя работать ради отдачи и разом уже не спрашивает.
When you accustom yourself to learning in order to bestow in the intellect, does not ask for whom. Is this the middle of the way or the end of it?
I can't say. It can be in any situation. Perhaps a question will awaken in person. What am I working for? I don't want it. He resists and yells and discovers that he hates this whole matter, but he doesn't run away from the path. And then immediately after, almost, he feels that he has a solution and he can advance by doing a slight change in his perspective on what is happening. That's why our advancement is precisely in the what and who. Once it's intellectual, once it's emotional, and so on and so forth. Because often I stop and say, why am I doing it? What for? It's not worthwhile. I don't get anything out of it. And other times, I am just under my feeling, so I don't care about the intellect. I feel in closeness and advancement and development and all those intellectual things that I had don't come into my mind anymore. The feeling is stronger than the intellect. While it's present, while it's active. And the mind is stronger than the feeling when the feeling isn't operating. And then we can awaken the intellect. So that's how they alternate.
Вот хочется уточнить, есть ощущение, и мы раньше слышали, что есть отрезок пути, который мы проходим без падений. Вот это состояние, которое тут описывается, это не об этом переходе речь, когда после него больше нет падений.
I don't think that there are places where there is no fall, no descent. It is written, 1,000 times will a righteous fall and rise. There cannot be a spiritual ascent if there isn't a descent or a spiritual descent or a fall before it. It's impossible because you have to find, you have to discover the broken vessel, how to correct it, to look for how to correct it, to organize the whole environment to its correction, and then rise. Otherwise, how will you do it? So without descents, there are no ascents. And the descents are not descents. They are ascents on the left line. We call them descents. For short. But it's not a descent. The fact that we're adding to the will to receive and I discover myself falling again and again, it's in order for me to take these vessels and with them come close to the group again and to the Creator and try with all those vessels that appeared in the fold to achieve to adhesion again and again. So you can't say that there is a state of an ascent without a descent that comes before it. Moreover, it is written that the greatest descent will be in the final steps before the final correction. The states there will be very difficult on planet Earth too, in our world. There will be such waves of hunger and cruelty among all the people, to the point where people will not be able to trust his own the people in his own household. It is written, a man hates the dwellers of his household. And there are others. There are even Kabbalists who wrote, I wouldn't want to live in that time. They were trying to convey to us those states that each time we approach great corrections, before them we will have great descents. But we need to understand that this whole picture that we feel is a picture that exists in our minds as we learn in the perception of reality. And therefore, if we know how to approach it, how to correct it, we can see in the world that the world is good, or relatively, and it's not that terrible. So, what am I trying to say here? We can change the world, because the world comes, the word world, olam, comes from the word ha'alama, concealment. So that to the extent that I conceal my ego under the screen, I see the real world. I see the Creator above me. To the extent that I can't conceal it, I see the opposite, the shattering in front of me. We will talk about it. I just want you to see how much we can talk.
Buongiorno, Rav. Quindi il lavoro di un cabalista è quello di essere in una guerra interna costante tra queste domande.
So the work of a Kabbalist is a constant war between those questions and the goal.
I don't think it's a war. You could put it as war, but I think it's a celebration. Let's look at it this way. Why not? I think that regular people who still haven't come into some contact with corrections, they are at war. A war of survival, of understanding what am I living for. Most people would even prefer to end their lives, etc. They are under the governance of corporations, all kinds of companies that manipulate them, that sell them all kinds of trash, and they work only to buy this trash and enrich the bank accounts of the rich people who sell it to them and manipulate them. I don't think that the way we look at life, we lost anything. We've got a perspective that maybe we haven't quite solidified our perspective on the world, but nevertheless, where are we and where are those miserable people who don't know what they're living for and what is the purpose of life? And are constantly just racing to get and get and get at least something as they're taught by the media and by other people. So at least we take for ourselves the purpose of the work, the purpose of life, the purpose of nature that is eternal, complete, and to it we aim. We haven't succeeded so far, but we're on the way. At least we are moving towards something eternal, complete, infinite, and not a life like everybody else's.
Us will learn how it's connected. But for now, the principle is simple. All of creation is feeling, desire. Desire is the material of creation, and we need the intellect, the mind. Just because this desire was shattered into many pieces, we need to reassemble them somehow and assign them each of the desires a weight and direction, locate its place in this new corrected system. And for that, we need the intellect, the mind, meaning the mind develops to the extent that we will perform our spiritual corrections.
In the end, when we rise and connect to the light, will the intellect disappear?
The intellect will not disappear. It will be on the same level as the feeling. We will use them both to attain wholeness.
What is Kedusha, and how do we fill it in the tin?
Kedusha, holiness, means love and bestowal.
It's
also two paths, or in other words, same path, two parts, from Malchut to Bina, is degrees of bestowal, from Bina to Keter, or the degrees of love. From Malchut to Bina are the actions of you shall not do, meaning the not engage in the will to receive, and from Bina to Keter we begin to engage with the will to receive, but in order to bestow. That's why connection is there, which is an expression.
Да, здравствуйте. Скажите, если я правильно понял, то телесный уровень разума,
if I understand correctly, божественный разум и чувства, on the earthly corporeal level, it is my mind and heart, and the spiritual mind and heart appear in the ten. So the question is, how will these questions be expressed in the ten?
The system of the ten needs to be like the ten sfiot, like a partsuf, where the connection has to be like in the partsuf. And we don't know exactly what it is, and each time it changes. Just like we see partsufim that change as they rise from degree to degree in a different world each time, everything changes. But our work each time is to annul ourselves towards the others, serve the others in the ten as much as possible, and that's how we advance. There's nothing more to add here.
How do we help one another in the ten? Advance through questions.
The main thing is the example that you set.
Thank you, Rav. Good morning. Can it be said that the intellect is cancelled before the feeling, meaning in bestowal? Can you put it this way?
Not that it's cancelled, rather the intellect helps us understand how and why and where are we advancing with our feelings.
It works for the intellect.
It works for the intellect.
So what we need is to invert it to make the feeling work for the intellect?
No, we can't do it. We can only move closer and closer between us emotionally inside the tent, and then from that we'll understand the new discernments in the intellect and in the feeling. We'll understand what do we feel, why do we feel it, where it's coming from, and so on and so forth, only from coming closer to one another in the tent. After all, the actions, all the time, be another few months go by, and then again, we'll feel that there's no other choice, but we have to come closer to one another internally.
Can we say that when we obtain a certain feeling of connection, at some point we can begin to measure our advancement in the common mind and feeling of the ten?
Yeah, they can see it on the front. There are those who look down at one another, and there are those who come closer to one another. You have to leave them room for recognition of evil and for correction.
In the mind and the heart are common in the ten, or also the feeling as well?
No, also the mind, the intellect. How can I work without it? For the time being, my mind is completely disconnected from my feeling. Later we'll come to connection between us, and then the mind and the feeling of each one of us and all of us together become, they belong to one system. We discuss.
When you get vitality and feeling from the deep truth in the morning lesson with the friends, in the next moment, the intellect exerts to forget during the day. How not to forget what the heart felt during the lesson?
I'm always with my phone, like everyone. I have the article from the morning in my phone, and I keep going back to the that text, not to the same bit of text. The article is long. I can stroll through it from top to bottom, from bottom to top, and renew different discernments in me. That's
good morning, Rav. Good morning, vertically. Is there a spiritual intellect of the ten? If yes, how can we attain that? Thank you.
A spiritual mind in the ten. Of course, there will be the minute, there will be a ten. When everyone connects together after a few those efforts to be together, you'll feel that you have a common feeling, a common mind, that thought, the recognition, the understanding that there is something that is born in the connection between you. There is something that was born in the connection between you, which is new.
Parzuf.
That is called a parzuf.
What structure in the spiritual correction do we build through the questions?
You can't do it without questions. As it's written in the wisdom of Kabbalah, that everything is founded on questions. Let's say those questions of who or what, which make up the foundation of creation. So everything is built on questions. That's what we have to ask questions. I'm only asking that you think twice before asking, so that these questions will not confuse the friends. Otherwise, although you're receiving answers, but these questions will work against you. You have to think how, through my questions, I can help others. First of all, if I'm not helping others with my question, then I'm not asking it. I am not asking it. Because by that, I'm only harming others and myself. So we have to come to a state where only those questions that come according to the article, not everyone would want to hear, get an answer to. I'm only trying to ask these questions.
How will the questions, who and what, grow in quantity, or quality?
Only in quantity and in depth. As we walk on the path until the end of correction, we'll always have the questions of who and what. Who is the Lord that I should hear His voice? And meaning, why should I listen to the force of bestowal and not to the force of reception that's in me, that governs, that controls my mind and heart? And the fact that the Creator gave me the ability to peel myself from the corporeal mind and think about spirituality. Now, I have a question then. So, who is the Lord that I should obey His voice? And what does this work for you? I seemingly have two landlords, two bosses. There's a king, the foolish king that I was born with. This is the will to receive. I'm in it to such an extent that everything works for him, and I can distinguish that it's not me but him. Such an extent that everything in me, I ascribe, I give, I work for my evil inclination. This is the evil king. Why evil? Because I see no benefit from that. He only tempts me to do more and more, but everything goes to him. This is the meaning of he swallows everything and then he vomits. He swallows all the results from my efforts. And in addition to that, we have the question of what is this work for you? Why do you wish to leave the work for the old and foolish king when you asked about who is the Lord that I should obey His voice? So here is the work. Why do we need it? So we have to work on the greatness of the quality of bestowal, love of others, and the importance of our spiritual goal in place of a corporeal goal. And it's not like we say it to beginners that you'll have the next world whole and eternal. It's certain, but that's not the truth. The truth is that we have to appreciate, meaning, or evaluate, meaning change our values so that the force of love and bestowal will be greater than the force of
שאלה ממוסקו 8. מה עלינו לעשות כאשר
A question from Moscow 8. What should we do when incorrect feelings come that aim for the intellect? And how do we shift to the godly intellect?
The safest way is to come closer to the group. To have a physical, a group action, even a physical one. And then accordingly, I move away from the corporeal who and what towards the spiritual who and what. And again, I'm saying there has to be in your phone in the article. And you, both women and men, you need to go over it again. It's enough to read 2-3 lines. Already you have a lot to think about.
Are
to the spiritual mind and heart replace the corporeal mind and heart, or are added to them?
This comes intermittently, one in place of the other, or they one is added to the other until a person enters spirituality and is he already possesses a spiritual feeling. On that, it says the soul of a person shall teach him. The soul of the person teaches him. He only needs to put in the efforts in those places as Kabbalists recommend to us. But how will it advance him? He does not know. We simply have to keep going.
Siv is asking, why do we reject people who care for us? Where is the law of love covering all the crimes here?
Again, why don't we care about?
Why do we reject people who care for us? Where is the law of love covers all the crimes here?
I don't know exactly what she's referring to, but if it happens that instead of the good attitude, we give in return a negative attitude, an opposite attitude, then friends should awaken in a person the correct feeling, so he will repent, as we call it.
A question from Moscow. What does it mean to conceal the ego and open the Creator?
What's
the meaning of concealing the ego and to open the Creator before me?
I think
that in this attraction for love of others, love of friends, we solve these two things together. I'm just asking you, understand, men and women, that we have no choice. We have to reach love of others, and through love of others, we will come to all the other solutions. We just have to get back to the system of Adam HaRishon, and to the extent we go back to that system, to that one vessel, to that same extent, we'll understand and feel everything, we'll attain the spiritual world and our spiritual state. Okay?
In our spiritual work, the mind tries to cause the heart to awaken toward others. How can it help the heart develop a real feeling of love of others?
We simply have to do what, again, go over Rabash's articles about the group. Go over it again. Soon we're going to conclude this article. Let's do it in such a way that after this article, you'll repeat articles of Rabash about the group, or create a summary from his articles and go over these summaries as much as possible, even.
With the mind is like a person. The mind is like a person looking in the mirror to see if he is dirty. In all the places where the mirror shows that he is dirty, he goes and washes and cleans. Since the mirror showed him that there are ugly things in his face that need to be cleaned.
Again.
Again, the mind is like a person looking in the mirror to see if he is dirty. And all the places where the mirror shows him that he is dirty, he goes and washes and cleans. Since the mirror showed him that there are ugly things in his face that need to be cleaned.
Meaning, The same thing, the mind needs to do to us, to show us where we are dirty, so we'll know how to clean ourselves and reach equivalence with the Creator.
However, the hardest thing of all is to know what is considered ugly. Is it the will to receive, meaning the body is the man to do everything for one, only for oneself, or is a desire to bestow the ugly thing, which the body cannot tolerate. The mind cannot scrutinize it, like the mirror, which cannot say what is ugly and what is beauty. Rather, it all depends on the senses, and only the senses determine this.
Again.
However, the hardest thing of all is to know what is considered ugly. Is it the will to receive, meaning the body is the man to do everything for oneself, or is it a desire to bestow the ugly thing which the body cannot tolerate? The mind cannot scrutinize it, like the mirror, which cannot say what is ugly and what is beauty. Rather, it all depends on the senses, and only the senses determine this. Hence, when one accustoms oneself to work coercively, to work in bestowal, the mind too operates by lines of bestowal. At that time, it is impossible that the mind will pose the who question, when the senses have already grown accustomed to work in bestowal. In other words, the senses no longer ask the question, what is this work? Since they are already working in order to bestow. And naturally, the mind does not ask the who question. You find...
Hang on. Go back, repeat it. Look what it's saying here. Read the first line.
Hence, when one accustoms oneself to work coercively, to work in bestowal, the mind too operates by lines of bestowal.
Again, you see, using the feeling by putting in emotional effort, we work on the mind. That's how we are built. That's why when one accustoms oneself to work coercively, meaning I coerce myself, I want to bestow to the other, and I want to do something that belongs to bestowal, to work in bestowal, the mind too operates by lines of bestowal. That's how I change my nature.
At that time, it is impossible that the mind will pose the who question.
Because he's also working in bestowal. There was a question, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice? Why should I work in bestowal? Now, the question disappeared.
When the senses have already grown accustomed to work in bestowal. In other words, the senses no longer ask the question, what is this work? Since they are already working in order to bestow. And naturally, the mind does not ask the who question. You find that the primary work is in what is this work for you. And what one hears, that the body does ask the who question, it is because the body does not want to degrade itself so much. This is why it asks the who question. It appears to be asking a rational question, but the truth is that, as we have said above, the primary work is in the what.
Meaning, the more we engage and work in bestowal, the more we advance. And accordingly, our mind will change. Again, Moshe?
You find that the primary work is in what is this work for you? In what one hears, that the body does ask the who question, it is because the body does not want to degrade itself so much. This is why it asks the who question. It appears to be asking a rational question. But the truth is that, as we have said above, the primary work is in the what.
Meaning to try and perform acts of bestowal between us. And that's how.
He says that the mind cannot serve as a mirror and tell me what's spoiled in me and what I have to correct. Question is there a different mirror that I can use, or is the approach that I'm not important and we shouldn't even ask these questions?
No, go ahead. If there are questions, you cannot ignore them. That's how the system is built, that these questions awaken. And they awaken on point. The question is always, how do you sort them out and how do you respond to them? That's it.
I'm asking, if the mind is a mirror that lies to me, is there a mirror that can show me the truth?
Only when you correct your feeling with actions that are anti-egoistic. And where there are questions and actions that are egoistic and awaken in you, and you work in the opposite direction with intention, with effort, with labor, that this is what you do. And as a result, you expect new discernment in your mind.
How do I know that the discernments in my mind are right and not egoistic? Because my mind,
according to your effort to make actions that are anti-egoistic, when instead of you doing whatever you feel like, you do what the Creator wants of you. You replace Pharaoh with the Creator. What is this work for you? And who is this Lord that I should listen to? So you work in who is this, the Lord that you should listen to? And out of that, you attain this, what is this work for you?
And in this effort to do actions of bestowal, I have a mirror, I have an ability to know if I'm working right, or
you have the exact discernments, because this goes exactly against your evil inclination, against your ego. You have no more clear discernments than this. Understand? Suppose you think about doing something for yourself. So instead of that, think about doing something good to the 10, to others. This will certainly won't just pop in your mind. It's either you see an example, or maybe the Creator is sending you this opportunity, giving you a desire to care for yourself. And along with that, he's sending you some other thought, which is seemingly separate, that you can rise above your ego and perform an action of bestowal.
Ken?
Thank you, Rao. My friend is asking, can you explain more? What is the meaning of one accustoms oneself to work cursively, to work in bestowal?
What is the meaning? When a person accustoms himself to work by coercion, and he and his friends decide that they always remind each other in the 10 about the importance of the connection. That's why every time they try to hold like a sphere or a ball staying in the air, and they're standing like 5 or 10 people in a circle, and each one throws the ball to the others. And that's how they hold on the ball in the air. The ball is the importance of spirituality, always staying above them in the air. That's what we need. That's the influence of the environment on a person. So let's pay attention to
Hello, Rav. You said that a person has to make an emotional effort and not intellectual. What is an emotional effort?
When I want to increase the importance of bestowal above the importance of reception.
But I want what I want. What's the effort in it?
The effort is against the desire. Otherwise, there won't be any effort.
How can I be against?
Excuse me, sir. You're not hearing what I'm saying. Think about it. Making an effort is in a place I don't want, and I want to change my thought line, my desire. That's related to effort. That's it.
PT25. Good morning. How will I correct my attitude or the flaws I see in the friends?
Above reason, above your mind, your intellect, you should want. You just need to want to see your friends whole, complete. Why? Because this will be a sign that you're advancing, that you're whole in your degree. Because to the extent that in them all kinds of negative qualities appear for you, you want to cover them with love. What does that mean, to cover them with love? I don't want to see them negative. I want to see them positive. Just like with our love for children. We don't see something bad in them, only good. Love, it ruins your sight, your vision. That's why every mother sees her child as the most beautiful, the smartest child, the most. That's how we have to understand that the most important for us is to reach the degree of love.
By annulling or rising above it, that's called correction. But I have a situation, all kinds of states we're going through. We're going through a lot of states. What does it mean, correcting them? If I went to the next stage, that's it, I corrected it.
It depends in what way you move on. You may say, I have no choice, I let go. That's not a correction. You have to reach a state that you elevate yourself above all your criticism, above all your negative relation, your negative attitude to your friend. And upon that, you determine that you love him with all the negative things in him. All the negative things in him. You love him just like a mother with her baby.
You have to tell him this?
You don't have to say that. Well, for what? Why should he say that? It's clear everyone should relate to the other this way.
Is it enough that I show him love towards him?
You don't even have to show it. Maybe it all depends on the spirit of the society. That's it. This is what we call the concealed Torah. The Creator is only revealed personally to each and everyone. And for we also, we don't have to burst out with love. And what, should we bring flowers to each other?
No, but this attitude is...
If this attitude helps us for everyone's love of friends, then we will talk about it. But if it's not helpful, and it may even be detrimental, it can decrease the love of friends. When we talk a lot about it, it decreases its value. So we don't talk about it. Like men, most of the time we're quiet. The nature of women is more to talk about it. The nature of men is more internal. I don't think you can be with some agreement or truce with our ego. It won't help us. It's not like all these agreements between people or countries help us when they hate each other. It's only for some time. We're just postponing this. Later will erupt with extra hatred between us. That's why there cannot be any
shalom,
peace, calmness, agreements with the evil inclination. Only as the verse goes, blunt his teeth. You can't kill it. You can do nothing with it except for pushing it to the corner and keeping it there. And every time it's going to pop out of there, and you're going to have to subjugate it.
Здравствуйте, Рав, здравствуйте, товарищи. Рав, скажите, пожалуйста, можно ли так сказать, что зеркало — это моя десятка, которая показывает мне мои недостатки?
Can we say that my ten is the mirror showing me what my deficiencies are?
You should say it the opposite way. My ten is my mirror that's showing my negative discernments for me. Yes, that's correct. Meaning, what should I see in my ten? To what extent I'm not yet complete in my bestowal for them? Because bestowal for them is bestowal for the Creator.
Еще один вопрос можно?
No.
А вот это. I have another question.
Yes.
This love that actually covers our eyes, what the eyes see. Won't it cover the ability to see my deficiencies later on?
No, because you have to realize this love to your ten, and you are realizing it by bending yourself, your ego, to them. So don't worry about that. By that, you're not diminishing or hiding your ego. On the contrary, you better see where you should correct it, where you should bend it. Next.
Question from Moscow. What action is an action of bestowal?
Bestowal is an action that stems from the others, or either one person or ten or the whole world or the Creator are more than my desire, and then I use my desire in order to fill the desire of that others.
From Germany 6, often questions arise in the 10, but the questions aren't being asked by the whole 10, but like by one or two friends. So at what point are the questions not considered personal egoistic questions, but questions of a 10?
I think that to begin with, a 10 should agree that whatever question arises in the 10 is a question that relates to the whole 10. Rather than one person and for another it doesn't. If these ladies or men advance together, there is no such a thing that it belongs to one person but not the other. There is no such a thing. All questions are important for everyone equally, and all the answers are accepted equally for everyone.
Question from USA 3. From a state of complete despair, lack of forces, how can I turn to the Creator and use the wisdom of Kabbalah in order to advance to the purpose of creation?
Ask again.
From complete despair of my own forces, how can I advance to the purpose of creation?
Specifically, out of this complete despair, we are capable of advancing to the purpose of creation, having no one to trust but the Creator.
So what to do?
What to do? Very simple. What we're learning. What am I counting? On my own mind and emotion? On my strength?